Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and BaltimorePositive.com with the new 26th anniversary logo and the same old Raskin Global shirts. We're going to be taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery, including these Raven scratch-offs, Lucky Batch, out on the road. We're going to be at State Fair. We're going to be at Cooper's North later on this month in advance of Turkey Day. I'm trying to get back up to Carroll County, working a date out up there for a delicious crab cake, as well as we have dates set in December, because you know these places like Coco's and places like Costas and places like Faley, they ship these crab cakes all over the world, so they need to get in there early December dates for all of our sponsors, and thinking ahead for crab cakes, crabs for Christmas. All that brought to you by our friends at Jiffy Lube Multi Care, getting Luke back and forth. It's quick football week this week. We have a long election week here, and we're gonna have a long weekend after this. After you play on Thursday night, it's always a little bit weird Thursday night football. You never know what you're gonna get. Joe Burrow's coming in. No one dislikes Joe Burrow more than this guy, even though he's gave all of his riches to the Ohio State University. He has nothing to do with the team that has the really good-looking helmets and those good-looking white jerseys down in Cincinnati. And by the way, Leonard, I see you're wearing
Yes,
your
sir.
Tommy Bahama lavender look
Yes.
right now. You know, the Ravens are going to that glossy purple helmet
We're
on Thursday night, right?
it's not I think I don't think it's glossy. I think it's actually matte. Isn't it
Is it
called
Matt?
matte?
Okay.
It's like a soft. It's not shiny. It's a matte purple helmet with the original. I think it's the original Raven logo on it, right?
You know, you were like a guy that was always involved in the local charities and local charity
Yeah,
things. I know
sure.
Mount Washington Pediatrics
Yeah,
bringing
sure.
all the experts out later on this month as well. I told my wife, Ray Lewis has signed 10,000 purple helmets with a Raven logo on it, because
Right.
they were always sexy, right? I mean,
Right.
I said to
Right.
her, I told David Modell in 1999, I'm like, why'd you pick a black helmet? Why didn't you pick a helmet sort of like the Vikings, where
Right.
it has a little bit of like some sort of violet thing?
Absolutely.
And we're gonna
Absolutely.
wear black. You know how David
We're
was, you
wearing
know how we
black.
are.
We're
So we're wearing
wearing
black.
black.
So
This week's purple.
I look. Anything's got to be better than those kits the Broncos wore, right? Like,
That
did
was
they
the
look
most
like
bizarre.
Illinois? What do they
Oh, they
look
came
like?
out. I was like, what are they wearing? What the heck was that
Pajamas
about?
is what they look
That
like.
it did. It was terrible. I thought they were the Browns for a minute. I
They
thought we were
deserve
having
to
a
lose wearing those pants, I'll be honest
a
with you.
repeat of the Browns game. I didn't know who was coming on the field. They were just ugly, weird.
I
But
just
it
hope the
was.
Ravens don't look like a USFL team or an XFL
Oh, they're
team
going to look
when
like
they
they're
put
wearing
these kits on.
pajamas
Are
Thursday
they?
night. Isn't it like the purple color
It's the
thing?
color of rush,
Purple pants, purple
flash.
shirt, purple helmet. They're going to look like they're wearing pajamas.
They lost me during National Hispanic Month when I got banned. I got, you know, I got like,
Perfect timing.
you lost me at like, you really
Perfect
care,
timing. That's
or you
really
care
great
about the
timing.
player's safety at all when we're playing football games on Thursday night in week 10, or shipping
Hey,
guys over to Germany this week to play.
the good news is, I think to a degree, we had such a great lead on Sunday that they were able to sit Lamar. I don't know why they didn't sit him sooner. I guess they figured,
I'm always the first guy on Twitter that wants Lamar to take a seat when we're up 34 points, right?
Yeah,
Like, yeah.
you're up enough there to take your foot off finally. And Derrick Henry, he needed to get 106 yards, I guess, so they left him in till the bitter end of his deal there to get 100. But yeah, that was quite the beatdown. And I don't know whether Denver, who had a very stout defense, wasn't up to the task. Has a decent offense. Bo Nix, I don't know why Sean Payton went for it every time on fourth down. I guess those are analytics these days. He did make one on a razzle dazzle triple reverse. Here, I'll tell you this. As a kid, well, 10, 12, 14, whatever, we always played neighborhood football. You remember
You
neighborhood
drew that
football.
play up every time.
There was
Slade
nothing
Whitaker,
better than
Statue of
neighborhood
Liberty.
football. Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
Dundalk versus Essex.
yeah,
Colgate versus
we had
Berkshire.
our
Yeah.
neighborhood versus the other, Church
Sure.
Lane Elementary versus Winfield Elementary back in the day. And every other play, double reverse pass. Every play, it was like, wow, this would be so
Well, we
cool.
all were trying to be Burt Jones, as I
Right.
wear the blue and white,
How cool
right?
was it? And the quarterback would always catch the pass, or every other play, flea flicker, flea flicker. Come on, let's do this. There was no, hey, diddle, Lydell up the middle.
Well, let's talk some football. Leonard Raskin is here from Raskin Global. So somewhere around here, I have my crab mallet, but I used it at
That's
Costco's
all
a couple
right.
months ago, and ever
It's
since
all right.
I used it at your thing. By the
We'll
way,
get
how
you
was the
another one.
crab soup? Have you worked the crab soup
Crab
or still
soup
the
was
freezer?
very good.
Oh,
Crab soup was very good. Yeah,
you were
it's
down.
gone.
Okay,
It's
good. I'm
gone.
just making sure.
That has been eaten.
Gotta get
Absolutely.
a Raskin Global spoon for that. So you mentioned about Lamar being out of the game and Derrick
Yeah.
Henry being in the
What a
game.
game.
And
What a
having a
game.
laugher, much like the Bills game was a laugher. I mean, we've beaten some good teams by a lot of points. And
Yeah.
then what
Lost to
happened to
some
Jameis
bad teams.
Winston? What's going on with the Raiders? All that, right? Offensive coordinator
Giving
got
away
fired.
games to bad teams.
So I would say this, that drive, and it is a little different. I'm watching the game with Tony Romo, who's half the man he used to be, right? But brought a lot of information about Sean
Yeah.
Payton because
Yep.
Sean Payton was responsible for his career, right? Like
Yep.
literally. So he had a lot of information within regard to the game that I'm listening to, that I'm learning about how defenders, how offenses want to deal with Kyle Hamilton, as an example. There was great information in the broadcast on that. But here's the part that slayed me. Peyton has this young quarterback, and they're in this environment. They're in the game, right? They're 17-7. They're
Yep,
driving. They had moved the ball. They had run the ball against the Ravens,
absolutely.
which nobody had run the ball well. They've been mainly responsible after giving the ball away on the second play of the game and not costing any points, which
Right,
was crazy. In the
right.
old days, they Tucker fi kicks a 59-yarder and you're losing 3-0 or something, right?
Yep.
So all the things that conspired for them at, I don't know, 2:15, they were smelling okay, and then they get on this drive and they're managing it well and they're managing it well, and then the running back runs out of bounds on a swing pass out to the left side on the north sideline, and the clock stopped. And Romo lost his mind. He's like, "Oh, Sean's not going to like that." And I'm like, "Well, you just gave the Ravens at least 35, 40 seconds
Yep.
that they wouldn't have taken the
That's
time
right.
out. It would have burned down. That you're just trying to at least kick a field goal, not give them the ball back." They barely kicked the field goal.
Right.
They gave the ball back. And Lamar stuffed it up their backside, and Zay
Well, how
Flowers,
about?
they couldn't tackle him. And I'm thinking, you went from 17-14, maybe 17-10 worst case, to 24-10 instead of 17-14, because it felt like they were backing up.
It
It felt like they
was
were going to
coming
go in,
back,
right? And
right.
they just completely they mismanaged the whole drive. On the second down play, they got up to the line of scrimmage and the clock was burning, burning, burning. And they ran this squirrely ass draw play that got nothing. And like now they're in third down in trouble and they're going to have to kick a field goal and they're going to have to give the Ravens the ball back. Like they should have called timeout. There's a lot of things the
Yeah,
Broncos could have done to
we.
live another day knowing the
Yep.
Ravens were getting the ball first in the second half. And the game just tilted. I mean, the
Spiral.
game went from
Spiral. That
31 to
was it.
10
And that
to
was it.
17-14, and it was over with, you
Yep.
know?
Yep. And I'm sitting there as per usual. We don't have a lot of faith in Harbaugh's clock management skills. But I don't know who decided it's time to call timeout on defense there. And I'm thinking to myself, just let them do what they're doing. They're not playing well right now. Let them end the half and call it a day. And sure enough, we get the ball back, and Lamar, in a matter of seconds, flies down the field and they score. It was rather unbelievable. I got to tell you that. It was
And now
unbelievable
you
to
got
me.
a rookie quarterback going into the locker room at
Right,
halftime.
right.
But to Luke pointed this out, they never really touched the ball again. Like it was
No.
31-10 before the kid got the ball back, and now all of a
Well,
sudden you're down three
if you
touchdowns, you
look
got
at
to
the
pass.
stats, if you look at the stats, they had, I think, 227, if I remember, 227-ish yards of offense in the first half. I think they ended at 299.
Right. Oh, well,
I
and they
mean,
didn't touch the
after the
ball.
first half,
Yeah.
they had nothing happening.
They ran
Nothing.
three plays in the third quarter before they got
Yeah.
the ball. I'm like,
Yeah.
it was
Nothing.
really, really something. Leonard Raskin is here. He's Raskin Global. Double duty for you. You're going to both games this week. And like, there's
Absolutely.
some people selling off tickets Thursday and whatnot. It
No,
felt like there was a lot of Bronco fans.
I will
It
be
feels like the
watching.
league's that way now, that people travel in this
Yeah, a
league.
lot of people. A lot of people. We had some Bronco fans at our tailgate hanging out. So and no fear. Baltimore is a cool place to watch a game. You shouldn't have any fear. So this is a great town if you're a visiting fan to come and sit in the stands and watch the game. I don't think you're going to get harassed too badly unless, of course, it's Pittsburgh. We say we have other rivals, but we really don't. Nobody
By
cares.
the way, the Commanders thing, and I'm sure you do business with what you do in managing money, and you're about to give us some money advice here in a couple minutes as well, with what you're doing later on in the month to help people here after the election and before Christmas and before tax season and before 2025. I mean, money never stops, right? The
No,
elections
doesn't
don't stop
matter.
money. But,
Doesn't matter.
there's a point with this Washington thing. With this kid playing down there, where they're the best team
Playing
in the other
good
division
ball.
right now. And you and I go back to, Joe Gibbs and John Riggins. And you and I have talked at length about the Capital Center and our memories and your Caps fandom and you saving every nickel you had when you didn't have a nickel to use it to go see Rod
Absolutely.
Langway and Scott Stevens play. That was the one place I would go in my life with Phil Jackman down to Caps games, as well as for concerts down there. Where you would literally see a real presence of Washington, Riggins, Theismann, whatever that era was of the 80s that it lasted most of our childhood, most of our youth.
Absolutely.
Dude, this century, I mean, it feels like the Washington football team might as well play in Blacksburg,
Alaska.
Virginia,
It might as well be in
wherever.
Alaska. It doesn't
But I have a
matter.
feeling that's going to change.
Well,
Like,
of course, they're clearly front runners and bandwagon fans after 100 years of that. Look, that ticket, you well remember. Season tickets to the Redskins were left in people's wills to their kids because you couldn't get them. The waiting list for season tickets was long. And now I don't even know if they have a list. I have a gal that I know, client of ours' daughter, works for the team. And they're just starting to perk. They're starting to perk. But you
it's a
couldn't get
different
those tickets.
generation than the old people that were at RFK Stadium in 1986. It's the same thing. I said to my wife, I don't know. Now that Chad Steele's thrown people like me out and I'm not going back, and Lord knows there's somebody sitting in a John Elway jersey in my seat this week, right?
Could
Like
be.
or whatever. Like, it's not my responsibility anymore. But I do have a question, and I would ask you this, and I was going to ask the internet. Is it as much fun as it used to be? Because it stopped being as much fun after
One of the
Wrigley. And I don't
games?
mean the Wembley knee. I don't mean the Joe Flacco era or Ray Rice punching his wife. And I don't mean any of
Oh no,
that.
it's fun. It's
I just
fun.
mean going down there.
Yeah, it's
It
fun.
used to be very communal in our
It is.
section
There's
because
lots
they
of
were the
people.
same people in our section. We
Sleep. I
had
mean,
no
where you
visiting
sit,
fans in our section for 25 years. Literally none. None. Zero.
where you sit depends. You get the same people. We have a great time at the game. We hang out with the same people. We high five the same folks. We're talking football during the game. We're talking family before game and
That is part of
halftime.
the
So,
fun for me. I don't know that I would want to
absolutely.
go out there and have strangers sit amongst me every week, and it wouldn't feel like the same thing to me as
Yeah,
the
no,
thing I
it's still,
experienced,
I think it's still great. I mean, give you an example. Yesterday, we had friends that we've met from Toronto,
Okay.
and this couple has season tickets to the Ravens from Toronto, and
They
they
come
come
in.
down, they come in for about half the games.
Okay.
It's according to them, it's a short drive to either Detroit or Buffalo, and then a quick flight. Cheap, quick flight, and they spend a weekend and make it a weekend in Baltimore, weekend away. And they love it. They come down at least half the games. They sell the other half. One thing that wasn't fabulous for them is they happen to sit in an area where the stadium's being redone and their seats have been absconded. So they've been moved for the opportunity to raise, I guess, $1 million for the floor seats, if you will, or something. I don't know. But whatever, but they're still
I had a
happy. They
friend of
love their
mine in the
seats.
Black Wing, got invited by the Hearst Corporation.
Okay.
So
I
I
haven't
saw
seen
some
it yet.
pictures. Yeah, I saw, I mean, he put video up and all that, and Dude, they just put a big buffet back where the press table was. Like, I'm, literally
There you
where the
go.
press notes were is
Right.
now like steamship round of beef and mediocre crab. I don't even mean mediocre. Mediocre, Mike. I mean, I don't know what kind of crab cake. I've never had a decent crab cake in that stadium. So, well, I did when Ruth's Chris served. I was in the Ruth's Chris box up there. But it was their own food. They
There
brought
you
their own
go.
food. So,
There you go.
it like was an upgrade.
I don't know
But
who does the crab cakes, but if they got somebody good local, they could be pretty good. Who
yeah,
knows?
for me though, Leonard, I would just say like I'm experiencing the game now on TV. I don't enjoy
Different.
it as much as my seat, I would
Yeah.
say, but I'm watching it and I just see all of these Broncos fans sitting. And I said to my
It
wife,
was a pretty big.
it was never
Yeah,
like that.
no,
And for years it wasn't.
I
The
think we
last
had
10
visitor
years it's
teams.
changed.
I don't, well, maybe 10 years, but certainly we've had some visitor teams in and play people in. Like I said, we had Bronco fans at the tailgate. It's all good. I hope on Thursday night there's no Bengals fans
Yeah,
in.
you got a
Let's hope
different
that
vibe
there's
about them. Why are you so anti-bank? What did they ever do to you?
nothing. Nothing. They're our division. They're like a half rival, and I don't like Joe Burrow. I think
They're
he's
a
arrogant.
half rival.
They're
They're
a
a
half
half
rival.
rival because they've beaten us a couple of times, going back to Marvin, and
A
really hurt
couple
our feelings a
times.
couple of
Yeah,
times.
a couple times. That's what makes it a rivalry, but they haven't beaten us enough to care.
They've never beaten us in January.
Well, it's time to beat them Thursday, and then we won't have to worry about it because they
That
won't
is true,
be in
right? Like we've
January.
never played the Bengals in like a real
We don't
January
have to worry
game,
about
right?
it. We knock them out this week. We won't have to worry about them in
They beat us in
January.
the playoffs 2 years ago because we didn't have
Yeah,
Lamar,
well, we didn't
remember?
have anybody playing.
Right.
You had your Pro Bowler, Tyler Huntley. Where's
That
he
was,
now?
dude, we're in a whole different universe where Lamar didn't even get on the plane and he's holding signs up, pay me, and now
Right,
he's got
right.
another MVP and he's, if the league stops today, he's the
MV3,
MVP again, right?
MV3,
MV3.
MV3.
Have you coined that already?
No, I heard that from King Henry. Called him that yesterday.
Oh.
Called him that yesterday.
Well, I
I
hope the
saw. Oh,
Festivus shirt guy didn't get a hold of that.
there you go. I saw it on the. Heard it on the post game. I happened to, catch some highlights, and
Poor
that
Keith
was during.
Mills.
No. The national post game. They
Oh,
had.
okay.
Like you said, they had the big team out yesterday for the game, right?
Well,
Sunday's
they
it
had
was the
Romo and
big team.
Nance. Yeah, yeah,
And
yeah.
who's the field? The gal on the field. What's her name?
Oh, go ahead. I don't.
Anyway, whoever does the interviews down on the sidelines did the post game with Lamar and
And King
Derrick
Henry.
Henry.
And then he went
And
MV.
she said to them they were going to be fighting for the MVP at the year end. And Derrick said, no, it's his. It's MV3.
MV3. I like that.
I
Well,
like it.
the reason I
I
missed
like it.
that post game thing is it
Yeah.
was 41-10, and I put the
Right.
red zone on, and I'm like, you know what? I
Right.
want to watch some, and then I put the red zone on. I swear to God, it's like 4:15 on Sunday, and I had some work to do. Short week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a brand new media kit for all the listeners we don't have here to prove it. The 500,000 downloads we've had on our podcast channel, just little things like that. So I'm
Right.
working on that. It's like 4:15, and the red zone's on. And New England's tripping around with Tennessee, and I'm like watching it, like I'm watching it, and I'm
Right.
watching it. It's in overtime, and I said to my wife, I'm like, the 2-6 and 1-6, like it's like I got money on the
Right.
game. I'm like, I gotta
Right.
go do something else. Let's go make a pot roast or something. You know what I mean? So
Absolutely.
I went and did something else. Leonard
There are a
Raskin,
lot of bad teams. There are a lot of bad records out there.
I can't. I have not watched Thursday Night Football all year. I mean, I'm not proud of that, or I'm not bragging about
Right.
Amazon or
Right.
what they did to the Washington Post a couple weeks ago. No, nothing like that. I like. It's not less is more. I watch Monday Night Football. I watched a lot of baseball. I
Yeah,
was all
yeah, yeah.
baseballed up.
How
I mean,
about
I'm
the
down. It
baseball? We
just
didn't
it,
talk baseball. How about the Dodgers?
how about those
You got
Dodgers?
your Dodger blue
I got my
Raskin
Dodger
Global shirt.
blue. Yeah, Fernando, my
Yes,
dude.
indeed. How about the Dodgers? How great was that?
Did you know that I
Five.
knew Fernando?
I did not. I did not.
So back when I was a real media member,
Yes, of course,
only
back
the
then.
first 38 years of my
That's right.
yeah, just 38 years I was a real media member, not the last two. Fernando pitched for the Orioles in 93, 94,
Yes, I do
and
remember that for about a spit.
yeah, and I was very, I mean, yeah, I covered the team. I mean, I was
Yeah,
in the locker room with
right.
all of the Ben McDonald's and Rick Sutcliffe's and Brady
Yep.
Anderson, and there was no football team here. It's that long
Right,
ago,
of
right?
course,
It was
of course.
before the baseball strike, is how
Yep.
long ago it was.
Yep.
So Camden Yards, brand new. Ripken's still 2 years out from
Oh,
even breaking the streak, right?
sure.
Oh, this is the Hasselman brawl kind of summer, right? Same time, right? With Messina. And Fernando got dealt in or signed in or free agented in or whatever they were Jamie Moyering at that point,
Yep,
like all of that. And Fernando came in, and Leonard, I'm telling you, he was a legend to me,
he
right?
was amazing, right?
Like
How great was
Fernando to
he?
anybody our age was
Yeah,
Fernando,
he
right?
was
Like,
unreal. You got to watch him pitch. My goodness.
man, Fernando Mania, I was 13 that summer, up
That
late
was
with my dad
crazy.
watching. The games were
Crazy.
on like USA Television Network or Channel
Maybe.
9 on a cable, and I could watch
Maybe,
them. And
right?
yeah, I mean, like I remember the Fernando Mania was a big ESPN and
How?
Chris Berman's doing nicknames at that time in our lives. So
Yes.
for me, when he got here,
That
I
was
was a little
outstanding.
intimidated. He was a bigger deal than Cal Ripken to me.
Sure,
Like he was
sure.
like George Brett was to me at that point, or like meeting a real deity, you
Star.
know?
Yeah,
And
star,
he
big.
could not have been. When he shook your hand, he shook right-handed, and he had these really soft hands, and he had this like niceness about him and this way about him that was not big leaguing you at all. He spoke to you as
Yeah,
he was
person.
interested in you. You know what I mean? When he knew I was related to Aparicio, he couldn't have treated me any differently. And then I saw him in 2008 or 9. I was out at spring training at Camelback Ranch in LA. Dennis Mannion was running the Dodgers. That's before Janet Marie worked there. This is when the McCourts, Jamie Luskin McCourt,
Sure.
Steve Miles's cousin, was running and owning the Dodgers. And I was out in this beautiful facility out in the west side of Glendale, right where the dome is,
Yep.
where the Arizona plays. And Fernando walked across the parking lot, and I saw him, and he saw me, and I saw him, and he saw me, and had my wife with me. And like big hug and a picture and how are you? And I want to meet your wife. And my wife just didn't know enough about
Right.
baseball
Right.
to like, I'm like, dude, that's Fernando. Like,
Yeah.
stop, you know? Like, so to see him be honored and the 34,
Absolutely. Absolutely.
it makes my heart, it fills my heart. It
Yeah,
really does.
he was something to watch. He had the most weird, wild wind up
Screwball, dude.
and oh my God, you couldn't hit it. He was a throwback to a earlier era, and he's the last of those wild, wacky. Actually, there's a couple of them now, but he just had it going. And the persona, you got him, you had Mark Fidrich, talk to the ball, you had
Al
some
Rabowski.
characters. Yeah, you had some characters in the game, but he was unhittable. Unhittable. And it was just, he was so fun to watch, and it changed the face of the sport there for a while. And they honored him when he passed right before the series.
I mean,
I
this
mean,
series, if you're a Dodger fan for life, the Fernando part of this will be
yeah.
like the Orioles winning after Brooks Robinson passes or
Right,
after
right.
just, you know, a great player. We lose a great player to win a
Absolutely,
championship.
absolutely.
I
And
just, that was
then
fun.
5-0. And I'm watching the game and I'm thinking, they got to chip away at this. They got to chip away at this. And then that inning, the fifth inning will go down in Yankee lore as if it were Bill Buckner at
Do you
first
know how
base.
close I came to going to game five on Wednesday? Because
Oh.
I had a flight to LA that I canceled.
Yeah, for game
I
six.
canceled my
Right.
flight from going nowhere. It's a good song for you. I was going to go out for game six and seven if
Right.
possible. And more than that, the Hollywood Bowl is at the top. We talked about my bucket
Yeah,
list
sure.
and
Yes,
the Northern Lights,
absolutely.
the Hollywood Bowl. Gilmore was playing the Hollywood Bowl on Wednesday and on Halloween night. So I'm
Okay.
like, I'm gonna go out to Hollywood Bowl. It's gonna be 75 degrees in LA.
Yeah, hang
Got
out.
a game six. I had a chance at a ticket. The
Yeah,
game
yeah.
six ticket, my get in
Not
was
cheap.
gonna be $600
Yeah,
range to get a
sure.
ticket, right?
Yeah.
So what happened with the Yankees going in the can? I could not have gone to game four on Tuesday. My wife was
Right.
out of town flying home, but tickets had gotten down in that like $300, $400 range in New York for
Yep,
game
yep.
four. If you just wanted to go up to game
Yeah,
four,
sure.
the weather was like chillier, really
Yeah,
chilly on Monday
yeah.
night. Game three was chilly, four was chilly. Game five, it was 80 degrees in New York on
Perfect,
Wednesday.
perfect.
And I said to my wife, you know, I might go up, and I woke up Wednesday morning because the Yankees had the win on
Right,
Tuesday,
right.
right? So the Yankees won on Tuesday, and the tickets went the other way. It was
Yeah.
$800, $900. I'm like, out.
No,
I'm just out. I'm
no.
out, right? So here's my math on this, Leonard. I had a flight to the West Coast. Was going to blow a lot of money, rent a car, get a hotel, do all this, see my cousin, see some friends. Would have
Yeah,
been nice,
sure.
right?
Sure,
And I was going
sure.
to make a thing of it. Bailed on it, didn't spend a nickel, canceled everything, got my $259 back from Southwest Airlines, and I'll use it later. That's fine, right?
Yeah, sure.
So Wednesday morning, I wake up and I can go to New York and I'm playing the ticket game. Tickets went as low as $395 at one point. $454. I had a ticket on my screen, under $500,
Yep.
and a $30 bus up and back. And dude, it was $120 to park the car at Dodger Stadium in the lot.
Right.
Right? So right off the bat, like I'm thinking to myself, and I can watch the Yankees get eliminated at
Absolutely.
Yankee Stadium
How good is it?
on an 80
How good
degree
is
night,
it?
day, probably 65 degrees at game time,
Yes,
right?
perfect.
Like it's everywhere. I went to 47 World Series games, Leonard. Okay, I'm not bragging. I froze my ass off at 35 of them because it's just always really cold. You want to go back to the 93 World Series in Philly? I was there. It was chilly. It
Yeah,
was. It wasn't.
yeah.
It was. It was
Yeah,
shoot your breath
these
kind of
late
weather, right?
October games aren't for the warm.
Now they're November. So like I had
Right.
it. I had the ticket on my screen. I went through and put, you've reserved your ticket. We've held your ticket. You have a ticket. It was in the 18th row behind home plate. It wasn't even like a bad
Sure,
seat.
sure,
And
sure.
I had to put my three-digit code in. I put my little three-digit code in and I hit it and I lost the ticket. And
Oh.
this was at 7
Karma.
15 on
Karma.
Wednesday morning. And
It's
the
karma.
tickets never came back down. They went $700, $800. They came down in the sixes. And I'm an
Yeah,
idiot.
still.
I'm still an idiot. I'm an idiot for not going. But I thought
What
for
the
$400, I was in for a World
hell?
Series night in
Well, it
England.
was fabulous to watch them have their Bill Buckner moment and lose the game in front of their home fans,
The only thing that would have
especially
made it better was being there.
Rofe, sure. And especially the Jeffrey Mayer impersonators out right
What about
field.
those guys?
I
Now, Leonard,
wonder.
yeah,
How
I'm
long do
not
you think they're
bragging,
kicked
but
out? How long do you think they're kicked out?
I got the first base one time with Morgana, okay?
There you go.
You know what I mean? When you know
There
what I
you
mean?
go.
I got kissed by Morgana at Mike Cusignano's house, and I got kissed by her, and this is the God's honest truth. This is I'm not making this up. This
No,
is,
go ahead.
and Rasig would tell. I knew she was doing the Ripken thing
Yeah.
before she did it, okay? Because
And
Rasig
then
and
she went
I.
to jail.
She literally went to jail, and Rasig and her husband Bill, who I also knew,
Yeah.
Morgana's husband, went to bail Morgana out. They got her out of jail. They got her out of jail like after midnight, because back then
Right,
they it
right.
wasn't like they were looking to make a point that you couldn't get on the field. Because what
Absolutely.
would Rex Barney say?
Oh.
Fine, imprisonment,
Imprisonment or
or
both.
both,
Amen.
right? Amen,
Amen.
right? All right, fine. So Morgana, the day that she kissed me, and I have this great picture of her kissing me in a dress, and I'm like, all, you know, like we made it a day at Rasig's house where Morgana literally hung out all day to come back for the trial.
Oh, geez.
So like 2 months later, there was a
That's
trial. She,
ridiculous.
by the way, she lived in Columbus, Ohio,
Yeah, how
Morgana,
ridiculous
right?
to.
So Morgana came back for that, the trial, right? And we played volleyball and had a cookout at Rasig's house. So I got the picture of her kissing me because she had to come back for the trial, like
Oh,
literally.
geez. I
And
get
these
it.
guys grabbed Mookie Betts's arm
Yeah, I saw it. It was.
and they didn't even go to jail. They were
Yeah, they
drinking
just.
beer at stands across the
They were out at
street.
the bar. Out at the bar.
That's un is that
It's
unbelievable?
crazy. It's crazy. So, what do you think? They coming back next year?
I don't know.
I think they're going to find him other tickets in the stadium and let him come
I
back.
did like the meme where they bronzed the guy.
Yeah.
And he had like such a like a mafia name,
I saw
Capo
so many of them.
Bianco, you
Hey,
know?
here's, I don't know if you saw this one. This is the best one out of the whole series. Did you see the meme about Aaron Judge in Times Square?
I did. He's going to drop the ball. I
How
love
great
that.
was that? How
Yeah.
great is that? Aaron
Yeah.
Judge, New Year's Eve, Times Square, so he can drop the ball. It just doesn't get better than
Well, and
ragging
I
on
don't
the
know what
Yankees.
happens with them with Garrett Cole and with Juan Soto
They
and
got a
what.
big payroll coming, or they're going to just be mediocre again for a long time.
By the
And that's
way,
good.
I'll leave you with this because I want to let you plug what you do and your money. You have a big seminar coming
Yeah,
up, and
sure.
it's a Zoomer, it's easy for
Yeah.
people. There's a rumor that I may be in the room with Mr. Rubenstein at some point
Yeah.
this week. So
Wow.
if I get the chance to ask him what this off season is going to look like, I'm sure I'm not going to get an answer. But this is the time where new
Spending
ownership,
comes
money
to the fore.
bags, where you say we're a player.
I saw online Anthony Santander, one of the most coveted free agents in baseball.
Uh-oh, here we go.
What are we going to do about it?
He's not more coveted than Juan Soto.
No, well, I know that, you know that, but he's right up there. He's right up there. He's going for big money. He's going for big money this offseason. Who's going to get him? Who's going to get Soto? Is he going to go to the Dodgers?
I mean, but the luxury tax and the
How
things
about
that they've
Juan
done
Soto?
here
But
financially.
how about Juan Soto? The dude crushed it with the Red Sox, right? Oh no, I'm sorry, with the Nationals. With the
Nationals and the
Nationals.
Padres,
Won the
yes.
World Series with the Nats. Grew the Padres. Goes to the Dodgers. No, sorry, to the Yankees. Plays for the World Series. I mean, what
How
a
about the dude that's been on a World Series team every year, the last 5 years? He's won
Yeah,
the
that's
World
pretty
Series
good.
every year.
That's pretty good, huh?
That is bizarre too. So you got a thing coming up, and
Yeah,
I'm
we
gonna
got a thing
rascal this
coming
here.
up.
He's out on the front of Baltimore Positive. We have fun. He goes to the games. We go to the games. We didn't even talk any hockey in this segment. We shall. This is a weird election week for winners and losers, and people that are gonna say they
It's
lost
coming
or
and
were
hopefully
cheated.
coming and
The
going.
whole
Yeah, I
deal.
can't wait till it's over.
Yeah, my God. If
Can't watch
they ask
TV.
me for any more money,
Oh, my Lord.
can you imagine if I had given $1 every time a text came through
Oh,
in the last
could you
6 months?
imagine? Could you imagine if, as business owners, we had the opportunity to text like that? I love how the
Well, that people
politicians
would, I, nobody would eat my pizza because they'd be so annoyed by me, you know?
exempt themselves from every law that we have to abide by. I don't care which party it is. It's ridiculous. I can't get through my emails or texts with
So once
half
we
a
get
day.
through this and there's no
Yes.
apocalypse by the end of the
Yes.
week and
That's right.
whatever Trump's
November
militia is
will
going to do or
carry
not
on.
do, or he's
That's
going to get
right.
called in Georgia to flip an election,
Whatever it
whatever's going to
is,
happen,
it's going to happen.
money and a couple of
Never
weeks from
sleeps.
now, 2 weeks from
Never
now,
sleeps.
you're going to be doing something here at the end of the year to try to like
Yes.
walk people through. You wrote a book earlier this year too.
I did. I did. Fiduci who? How a real fiduciary, what a real fiduciary would tell you about how to protect, grow, enjoy, and transfer your wealth. And this is the session about protect. So we are doing a Zoominar, because it's not a webinar. You can be live on screen, ask questions. It is Wednesday, November 20th at 6:30 p.m. Happy to have anyone who wants to join us jump on the Zoom. And we will be talking about how to protect your wealth and grow your wealth at the same time. People think and don't want to protect their wealth. One of the reasons they don't want to protect their wealth is they believe it is a significant hindrance to having wealth. And what I will tell you is that that is nonsense, that there are ways to simultaneously do both if you understand how money works, which we do. So we will be talking about, first and foremost, what do you protect? How do you protect? And how do you do that while still growing wealth? And it's a matter of looking at your macro financial, your holistic financial life, and understanding that there are multiple ways to do all these things, and you are not being given the best answers by most of the people that you're listening to, because when it comes to insurance, for instance, the people that give you the advice are trained and work for insurance companies. And as a result, what they tell you is what the insurance company trained them and what the insurance company wants them to tell you to do. And very often, just like if you listen to the government when it comes to your financial advice, you make mistakes. When it comes to protecting your wealth, you listen to the insurance companies, you make mistakes. So we will be talking about all types of insurance, all types of legal titling of your assets, estate planning, the mechanisms that are about protecting your wealth and keeping them from what we call the damn takers, because your money flows and it flows in a way that gets stopped, gets held up by a dam. And so the people that would come in and try to take it, we call dam takers, and we want to make sure that your wealth is protected from them and that they can't take it. So how do you efficiently and effectively protect your wealth and continue to grow it and simultaneously do both? So it is a Zoom session. If you want an invitation to that, you can find it on our show page out on Baltimore Positive. You can check us out, info@RaskinGlobal, and ask for the link. I don't think it's out on our website, but we do have a calendar out there. Actually, it is. If you go to the bottom right of our homepage, there is a place where you can get a calendar to all of our events, and this one is absolutely on it. The link, the registration is free, and you can ask any question you'd like about any insurance protection financial question that you have during the session. So it's an hour, 6:30, 7:30 on Wednesday the 20th, and we will be post-election apocalypse and pre turkey apocalypse.
Well, and also the holidays and getting together with family and sort of getting
Absolutely.
organized. And I
Absolutely.
speak from firsthand experience here. The organizational process doesn't happen overnight. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, if you have any complexity at all, any family members, money, wills, insurance,
Well,
situations,
I'll tell you,
mortgages,
yes, I was
bank
with.
notes, loan, any of that kind of stuff, grabbing all of that and getting it under one roof is the first challenge usually when people find you, I think.
Absolutely. Yes, I was with a guy just this last week, 2 days, doing a conference, and he was a colleague. And he said to me, here's what he said. I lost my dad. A year later, I lost my mom. I have three brothers, and mom and dad left me as the executor of their will. Had no idea what they had. They lived under the terms of the no talk rule. We don't tell, we don't talk. He said, I had no idea what they had. It was a mess. It was confusing. I had to deal with it all as the executor. I had to deal with my siblings. We had to figure out how to share what, who was going to get what. And
While you're grieving too, by the way.
And the documents weren't precise. They were very scatter haphazard. They had documents, but they weren't precise. And so we had to make guesses of what they would have wanted. And you don't want that. You want certainty. You want to know what is there and what's going on. We have family meetings. We talk about how you protect your wealth with the whole family. And we want to bring the kids into those meetings as soon as possible, as soon as you think they're reasonably able to handle the discussion. And it's not about how much you have and how much they're going to get. It's very specific
It's
questions
about where it
about
is and what
and
it
where it
is.
is and what the future is and who they
Right.
talk to when things come, because you get caught up with the wrong people, and those dam takers at death will take everything. And as you said, it happens at the worst possible time. People come out of the woodwork when you're grieving. But even before that, people get sued and lose fortunes. People get sick, disabled, and lose fortunes. We've talked over the years about your wife's illness. When she missed work, we weren't working together then, but I'm certain because I know where she works. When she missed work, one thing you didn't have to worry about was health insurance. The bills were paid, and she had disability income benefits that covered her compensation while she was out because she works for a company that has benefits that she took advantage of. Had she passed, tragically, there would have been life insurance proceeds there to replace income lost. But everybody doesn't have that. You work for Small Business America, which over half of the working population does. Those benefits may not be readily available to you. Or if you're a 20 something, a 30 something these days, this is something we've never seen before. You're in my generation, if you had a resume longer than a page, there was a problem. Today, if you have a resume of one page, there's a problem. These kids are jumping, 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 jumping jobs, and benefits are not consistent. And wealth gets left behind, and costs occur. And people don't understand the impact of that. You go to job A to job B. Job B requires you to be insurable to get benefits, and you have ever had a health issue, it changes the scope of everything. So we want to make sure people are protected from all of that, what ifs, wherefores. And that's what we're going to talk about for a good solid hour on Wednesday the 20th. So come on out. Check us out on the website. We have the invitation bottom right to our event schedule, and the Zoom link is there. come on and ask us whatever you want. Get clear about what you've got or questions you may have around it. It's not as easy as 15 minutes, save 15%. That's just not good enough. You need to know what you should have, more importantly than what it costs.
Leonard Raskin is here with solid advice as always. He is Raskin Global. I'm wearing the Baltimore Colts color shirts, but never the Cowboys. Looking down at the Ravens schedule, saying, "What's our record going to be by the time your seminar gets here on the Wednesday, the 20th, in advance of Thanksgiving and the Chargers game and all that Steelers game? I mean, take next weekend off. We play Thursday, chill out,
Beautiful.
everybody. Then the Steelers on the 17th. So
It's
we are
big,
getting in.
big.
We're about to go from pumpkin straight into eggnog. I think that's the case."
Amen.
Luke is going to be covering all things Ravens this week in the short week. A lot of election stuff, a lot of Bengal stuff, a lot of Raven stuff getting ready here, as well as some archival stuff that has to do with elections, that has to do with American politics and sort of schoolhouse rock, basic stuff around here this week. In sort of a strange football week and no games for the Ravens on Sunday. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.